I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Jørgen Klopp har ikke gitt opp håpet om ligagull. Her pausepraten mandag 17. januar ved Mari Lunde. Liverpool vant endelig en ligakamp igjen da Brentford ble slått ettertrykkelig ned I fotballstøvlene på Anfield søndag ettermiddag. 3-0 ble sluttresultatet etter mål fra Fabinho, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain og bursdagsbarn Takumi Minamino. Det var Liverpools første seier I Premier League på en måned. Forrige seier kom mot Newcastle 16. desember. Etter kampen var over, feiret Klopp og spillerne stort. Klopp innrømmet på pressekonferansen etter kampen at feiringene kom av en viss lettelse.
The way Brentford plays against us is really uncomfortable. So as a team at home, you, if you want to and have to win the game, then it's the, you want to control the game. And to control this game is particularly difficult because the ball is felt like it was 20 minutes in the air today. And there were so many situations, header. So you need to be 100, but full of desire in this moment to sort it. You have to bring the ball down on the floor and from there you have to play. So that's really tricky. And that's why I'm so happy. So this, the game against Brentford, it, I knew before that will be really a tough one. It was a tough one. And that's why I'm so happy that we did so well in other moments. We showed the boys in halftime three situations where we did really well in the first half. I think we had more, but we showed them three where we really played the way we have to play. Scored on top of that a goal from a set piece, which is absolutely helpful because the set piece now against Arsenal were really bad. Today they were really good. And we should keep that, actually. That would be very helpful. And so it's, I think, a part of a spell in the second half and when they took a bit more risk, we needed a little bit too long to adapt to it. In the moment when we adapted to it, so they had then a chance, a real chance, but in the moment when we adapted, we controlled the game again, scored really nice goals, and I'm really happy about it.
Manchester City møtte Chelsea denne helgen, og mange håpet at London-laget skulle klare å ta poeng. Da det gjensto 20 minutter, skåret Kevin De Bruyne kampens eneste mål. Avstanden fra City på topp til Liverpool på andreplass nå 11 poeng, men City har spilt en kamp mer. Det likevel mange poeng, men Jørgen Klopp sier han ikke helt har gitt opp håpet om ligagull.
So we don't have to convince anybody outside to believe, or if they want to believe, they can believe. So I think people are with us. They want to enjoy the ride. They want to. They are ready to go for as much as we can. This is not a situation to talk about a title fight, obviously. So I'm not sure how many points are at now. It's 11, one game in hand. In a normal world, nothing happens anymore. But what is normal nowadays? So we try to do our part. With the rest, we have nothing to do.
Andy Robertson spilte en veldig god kamp på søndag og tok en prat med LiverpoolFC.com etter kampen. Han måtte også snakke om avstanden opp til tabelltopp. Vi kan ikke tenke på Manchester City. Manchester City et av de beste lagene I Premier League-historien, og de har vist det de siste 6-7 ukene, når de bare har vunnet 1-0, 2-1 og gjort akkurat nok til å vinne kamper. Det slikt som gjør at du vinner mesterskap, sa venstrebekken. Vi har kanskje slitt litt med det I det siste, og gitt bort ledelser og sånne ting, men det eneste vi kan gjøre å fokusere på oss selv. Vi må fokusere på hver kamp vi spiller, og prøve å være klar til å tette forspranget dersom de går på et feilskjær. Liverpool reiser til Etihad for å møte Manchester City den 9. april I det som kan bli en veldig avgjørende kamp. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain stilte på topp sammen med Roberto Firmino og Diogo Jota og skåret Liverpools andre mål. Han gjorde en god kamp frem til det 74. minutt, og da sa det stopp, og han måtte forlate banen med en skade. Klopp sa etter kampen at de foreløpig ikke vet hva omfanget av skaden men han bekrefter at Oxlade-Chamberlain tråkket over og skadet ankelen. 28-åringen skal til videre undersøkelser I dag, mandag. Det siste Liverpool trenger enda flere fravær. Thiago, Harvey Elliott, Divock Origi og Nat Phillips ute med skader, og Sadio Mané, Naby Keita og Mohamed Salah I Kamerun og spiller Afrikamesterskapet. Mesterskapet ferdig 6. februar. Senegal, Guinea og Egypt ligger alle på en plass I sine grupper, som betyr at de går videre til utslagsrundene, så Liverpool må nok klare seg uten sine stjerner en stund til. Liverpool FC Women spilte også ligakamp på søndag. De spiller som kjent I kvinnenes championship og har ambisjoner om å rykke opp til Superleague. Det ser lovende ut. I går ble det 1-0 seier over Watford, der Katie Stengel skåret kampens eneste mål. 29-åringen kom til Liverpool fra Vålerenga for et par uker siden. Seieren gjør at Liverpool fortsetter på toppen av tabellen, der de har 29 poeng. London City ligger på andreplass med 22 poeng, men de har en kamp til gode. Bare førsteplass holder for opprykk. 9 ligakamper gjenstår. Du har lyttet til pausepraten det siste døgnet med Liverpool fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. For flere Liverpool-nyheter kan du besøke liverpool.no.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.